Individual speakers and callers, and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 3660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. Our phone number is 458-TALK, 458-8255. Today's a beautiful Friday. The snow is melting. Usually we reserve today what we're going to do over the weekend and those opportunities that are afforded to us, but I have Mayor Bryce Ward in the studio with me here. And he wants to talk about the shooting range, which is outdoors and something to do. And I used it a lot last year. And now I can guarantee your safety while you're in here. But after that, it's up to you, buddy. How you doing, Mayor?
I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
And a little bit of controversy about this.
There's certainly been a lot of discussion out there. We've had a lot of calls in the office. And just wanted to get a chance to talk with folks about the project and what we know about it, what we know that the concerns are, and what we're doing about it.
So let's go from the beginning. I wasn't even aware that you were doing anything out there until you get a few phone calls and I get notification that you're closing down the site, mid-May?
Right. May 16th, I think, is the first day of the closure for construction. And I just got notice on my email here from staff that the expected date for completion is going to be August 8th.
Okay. That's 2 days before the opening of sheep hunting season and 2 days before the opening of caribou season, so we can get out there and sight in, right?
Right, and a few weeks before moose hunting season, so.
That's important stuff, yep. In Fairbanks.
It is.
So how did this come about, the upgrades? When you do something like this, that's been out there for 25, 30 years as is, mm-hmm. And how did this come about?
Yeah, so the borough has been managing that for a couple of years now, a number of years after we took over management of the Tanana Lakes area. And we've identified a few issues and challenges. I actually did some community surveys. This goes back into like the 17, 16 years. And, heard from folks that there was concerns about safety. They were looking for upgrades, things like bathrooms, dumpsters, ability to be able to have multiple different kind of options shooting at the range at the same time. So from there was a couple ideas that were generated. I came into office about 2018. We started our capital improvement program. And this is one of the first projects that was nominated was a safety improvement program for the Tanana Lakes, South Cushman shooting range.
We already have a phone call. You ready?
Sure, let's take it.
Good morning, you're on KFAR Radio with Mayor Bryce Ward, and your name is?
Jeff.
Hello, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I have a question for Mayor Ward.
Certainly. Go ahead.
When this improvement is done, I understand that they're splitting the main range into two separate lanes, and one lane will be designated for education and police use. Is that correct?
I haven't heard that the two lanes are going to be designated for different purposes in that way. It's going to be an open range like it is now. I have not heard that. So I'll certainly look into that and find out if that's a piece of it. But
that would have been more. I have not heard that either. But yeah. That's a good question. Jeff. Thank you. Is there something else on your mind, sir?
Well, if it can be reserved by for police use, that's going to effectively cut the shooting lane in half for the general public.
So both, I guess maybe let me talk a little bit about the project in general. Folks that are familiar with the range know that as it is right now, you've got the shooting benches and you've got your line there right off the parking lot. You've got one area that's covered, one that's not. down the center of the range, you've got kind of a branch to the main trunk to the tree, and then you've got your branches that come off at the 50-yard or 100-yard.
Yeah, 100, yeah. 150, 200, 300, yeah.
Right. So what the project is going to do from the safety perspective is you're going to add a dividing berm down the middle, and then you're going to add berms on each side, the north and the south side. So you'll have effectively two, you know, shooting areas that are going to be available. And then the benches essentially will be reorganized in alignment with those two shooting lanes.
Oh, and is your pistol area going to stay the same?
The pistol area stays the same with improvements to the backstop and the berm.
Now, Jeff, just me thinking, or I've not heard anything about dedicated police areas there. And my personal thought would be you don't have enough police officers going out there anyway to dedicate half a range to. That's a lot of use for a small amount of people.
So the borough does allow groups to come in and reserve the range. So mm-hmm. if you want to use the range for a group event, you can essentially rent it, and then it'll be reserved for your purpose. We do that now and have been doing that for a number of years with the law enforcement agencies in town. Usually it's like a Sunday morning or something, or a Monday morning up until noon. They'll have the range reserved for
that's still available for everyone.
It is. So there's you can call in, you can reserve that range. It's just like it's always been. That's not changing.
Jeff, what do you like to shoot?
I like to shoot rifles and handguns. But you know, if I was say a instructor that was charging people to do some shooting, could I reserve that range or one section of that range for my personal use, even though I'm charging people?
You could.
And that just doesn't sound right to me. I think that opens up a whole can of worms.
Well, has it been, has it affected it anyone yet? Because it's probably been available for you know, since the borough took it over. Has that ever stopped you from using the range that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But, you know, with the new configuration, the lanes are going to be much closer together.
Mm-hmm.
And if half of them is shut down, even for, 2 days, if it's open 2 days before sheep and caribou hunting, there's going to be a line backed up, you know, all the way down. It'd be ridiculous. It's already very busy out there.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, you're hitting it on the head there in many ways, because last year when I was sighting in my gun for sheep hunting, I would get out there, you know, at the opening of it. And basically from about July 25th, you know, 2 weeks before sheep hunting season opened, it had very heavy use with the amount of positions that were already there.
Well, I'll go ahead and hang up and let you continue on and see what some other folks have to say.
Okay. Jeff, thank you for the call. Thank you for the concerns. I know the mayor's, that's what he's on here for, to hear everyone's concerns and try and address them correctly. We're going to take another call. You have a great weekend, sir. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Allie.
Hello, Allie. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. On this deal of renting a section of the firing range, seems like to me that would pose a problem, because if you've got, let's say, one quarter of the range reserved for the police and they're shooting, you know, actively, the other half would have to shut down when they go, you know, or they would have to shut down when people go down to set up their targets. I mean, there's a spot there where even if I'm at the very south end of the firing range and the police are using the north side, I still wouldn't feel comfortable going down and trying to set up a target with people shooting live rounds down the range. So effectively, anytime somebody goes to set up a target, you would have to shut down the whole range, it seems to me. I mean, I just wouldn't feel comfortable. I mean, even if the guy is 100 yards parallel to me shooting, I mean, it's always that fact that a bullet can...
Ellie, I agree with you. You know, I'm just not going to walk down that range. You know, I'd call it clear, and everyone stops.
Right.
And
right. But, so, I, then what happens there to the people that are that, you know, I mean, somebody's going to get the short end of the stick there. I mean, you went down there to shoot, but then the other half says, okay, let's clear the range. Well, then what happens in that instance, you see?
Yeah, you know.
It seems like to me that the police could, you know, okay, they reserved that half, and everybody's got to follow the same rule.
I'm sure that will happen.
But then on the other hand, I mean, they're paying for that other side. I mean.
Actually, they're not paying. They're not paying, yeah. But also.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But also, I just don't foresee that per se as an issue, because I was out there a lot last year. I was out there 2 to 3 times a week, and I never saw them, and I never knew that they could do that. So I just don't see that as an issue yet.
Yeah.
So let me be
clear. Someone's going to stand up and say, you know what, I paid for this, every minute of it or whatever. I mean, there's going to. I think we're, like the guy, the previous caller said, we're opening up some kind of a bag of worms that we don't know what the worms are or anything just yet. Now, let me tell you, I went down to New Mexico a few years ago, and I went to their shooting range, which encompasses about 600 acres, almost a square mile. And the way they were running their show, they had people there, and they would give you a time limit of 15 minutes to shoot. The guy gets on the speaker, clear the range. Everybody would clear the range, open the breeches on their rifles, set them down. No one approaches the rifles. Everybody goes down the range, comes back. And there was a shooting range for skeet, long-range rifles, pistols, bow and arrow. I mean, it was just the way they ran that show. Of course, you had to pay. I think it was like $3 to go in. Okay, I mean, there's always a cost of stuff like that, but... You know, because when I go down there, I mean, I can wait a half hour and everybody's just shooting and just, I'm surprised nobody's got shot yet. But there has to be some sort of management, not only the development and the improvements, but a management aspect of that particular part.
Well, first of all, I've got to take a break here. Can you hold on over the break?
Okay.
Okay. Fairbanks will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Nothing worth doing is easy. In Alaska, we live that every day. There's no place more beautiful or more rewarding, but Alaska isn't for quitters. My name is Nick Begich. Alaska's economic engine is fueled by the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. But now, Washington politicians aren't building pipelines. They're canceling them. Dependence on foreign oil, inflation, war. It's like Joe Biden quit trying. I'm a lifelong businessman, not a politician. I've started, operated, and invested in businesses across our nation. I know America's strength and prosperity comes from free enterprise, limited government, and hard work. That's why I'm running for Congress. I'm proud to be endorsed by so many of our business, political, and community leaders. People who know Alaska best, the people who live here. They know in Congress, I'll put Alaska first. I'll fight to make America energy independent, and I'll never quit. I'm Nick Begich, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Alaskans for Nick Begich.
Ready to fix a great career for yourself? How'd you like to work in a fun and positive environment? Expressway Auto in North Pole is now expanding and is currently accepting positions for automotive and diesel technicians, as well as service riders and customer service reps. Applicants should have at least 1 year of experience, as well as the skills, knowledge, and attitude to excel. Additional certifications are a plus and can increase your earning power. Applications can be dropped off at Expressway Auto on the Richardson Highway in North Pole, or to schedule an interview, call 888-659-0631. Expressway Auto is an equal opportunity employer.
Weather is being brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoor. Your next outdoor adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR Weather.
Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 56. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows level off around 32. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 57. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David in the studio here with Mayor Ward, and we have Ellie on the phone. How are you doing there, sir?
I'm doing just fine.
Anyway, I've got another phone call, so go ahead and wrap up.
I mean, the improvements, they definitely have to happen. I mean, it's a shooting war out there. There's no organization. I almost dread going. I love to shoot, but I just, every time I go down there, you go sight in your rifle. It should take about a half hour. It's got to be every bit of an hour and a half to 2 hours of standing around, of just, you know, total chaos. So there has to be some sort of management, I would think, above all the improvements that you're going to make, is what I'm trying to say, I suppose. We got to get a handle on that range. It's a beautiful range. It's nice. Don't get me wrong. People love to use it, but the organization is just not there, in my humble opinion.
Okay. Thank you very much. I got to take the next phone call here, okay? You have a great weekend. Good morning. You're on KFAA Radio with Mayor Bryce Ward, and your name is?
Randy.
Your name is again?
Randy.
Hello, Randy. How are you doing?
Good. This stuff with the gun range, I heard on, I think it was Shooter's Corner a couple of weeks ago, they were doing the modifications because of the Lions, Off-Road Lions Club putting in that new ORV park out there. I don't know how accurate that was, but the main reason I was calling was I was going to ask about, I work at the airport out here, and I know the troopers have a shooting range out here at the airport. Now, I heard last year that they were going to close that down and clean all that up, but I didn't know if the police participated and used that one too or not.
Yeah, I'd be happy to speak to that. So the improvements that we have going on at the South Cushman Range have been in the works for a couple of years. So it's not in regards to the Off-Road Lions, okay, which we're excited to have that that project kicking off here. But these are just safety improvements that have been kind of in the works, if you will, since at least 2018, 2019.
I remember when they done the last improvement from it. It's been quite a while, so.
So on the law enforcement side, we've been working with an agency called the APOA, as well as the City of Fairbanks and North Pole police departments, as well as the troopers. And that range at the airport has been shut down. They're no longer able to use that facility to do their certifying. And so we've been working with them to make the range available at South Cushman. As I mentioned earlier in the program, you know, we do that in the off times or early mornings. Usually they're out of there, I think, by about noon. So,
every Wednesday it's something like that. You do once a week cleanup.
Right. Yeah. And then staff goes out there and does that work. Now, we are working with the APOA to try to identify land for a law enforcement shooting range where they can go and do their certifications and training and have that dedicated range. They're pitching it as a part where it could be made available to the public. But it costs millions of dollars to do that type of range. But the borough is interested, you know, me as the administration, I'm interested in what we can do to help get them to where they need to go by identifying borough-owned land for that that particular range.
Yeah. Well, what about, we have an interagency cooperation probably with the military police and stuff. Why wouldn't they be able to share a range with the police department or the troopers or something out there? They've got lots of firing ranges.
Well, it's military.
They do have partnership with military police and with those shooting ranges. So the law enforcement is able to use those, as I understand, but not to the full capacity that they need to. They use those for training the troops and whatnot. So, there's definitely, I think, an opportunity for partnership there. They are utilizing that, but they do need their own area to do the certifications.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the phone call. You have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Yep. Bye.
So basically, just when I'm getting good with my gun, just when I buy a 300 Weatherby, just when I'm putting on my scope, you close down the range on me. Really? Really?
Well, and I've heard a lot from folks over the last couple weeks on what the concerns are. We've definitely understand. There's really one good range in the kind of central Fairbanks area, and that's the South Cushman Range.
Yeah, it's a great range. It really is.
It is. And so, our first project here is to get that range up to snuff, get the improvements to really make that a fully, a more capable range. And so what we're doing with the project that's out there now is we're doing the berms north and south, one mm-hmm. down the center. I have heard from users that they don't like how we're taking the lane spacing within each one of those kind of sections. It goes from 12 foot to 8 foot. 8 foot still decent spacing, but it's not 12 foot. There is some gravel pad area in the early part of the 50-yard lane range in the center section that does get excavated as part of this project. We've heard from folks that they like using that 50-yard range for your small bore, your 22, and things like that. So as I understand it with the project now, we can incorporate that. We cannot incorporate that in this project, but we can come back and add that in because it has been identified as a real big concern for users.
Something to do in 2023 or 24.
Or next year.
Or 2023.
23, yep.
Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Mayor Bryce Ward. Your name is?
Good morning. My name is Mike. I just want to say I'm pretty sure that troopers are no longer shooting at the airport. The FAA forced the airport to shut that down. Other than that, the mayor has already given me plenty of time to whine and cry, so I won't do that. I want to publicly thank him for returning my call on Monday, for attending the Laundry House Gang meeting on Wednesday, and for being on your show today. So good job on the mayor's part, and I hope we get this worked out so everybody's happy.
You know, he has done good outreach on this, hasn't he?
He has.
Knock that off, Mayor Ward.
I'm good for now. You guys keep going.
You take care.
Well, you know, something to that, too, is, you know, unfortunately at this point, we've got a contract on the street. You know, things are moving. You know, one of the things that we've learned in this process is, you know, it's great to talk about ideas and concepts. I think when we pitched the project, we said, hey, these are going to be improvements to the range. They're going to improve safety. It's going to improve accessibility. But the details of it, right, the lane spacing, the gravel pad pieces, those details weren't made really available until the project was going out to bid. And so as part of a scoping process, as part of really getting that community feedback, you know, something I've definitely taken from this is that we need to sit down with user groups and make sure that the scope of the project, the more of the details of these projects are hammered out earlier on. I don't like going back and trying to change things at the last minute.
And also give information and education of why you made decisions.
Right.
Before, here it is, yeah. We learn as we go.
Right.
We learn as we go. And it's not like you're not a shooter.
Right. I've spent my fair share of hours out there.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah. You know, so it's not like you've got bone in this game.
Right.
There you go. My goodness. Well, but you're doing it on the year that I get a brand new 300 Weatherby, get my scope mounted, and I don't get to go use that until August.
So, you know, that is a pretty short timeline. So we've got folks that are going to be out there starting. So if you plan on using the range, you know, you've got between now and the 15th of May to get out there and get your time in on the range. After that, it will be shut down and the contractor will have control of the site. And we're working with them to make sure we stay on schedule and we get that thing wrapped up by the 8th of August so it can be made, you know, you can use the new range this fall.
Yeah.
So that's what we're shooting for.
And if you need to go shoot a pistol, Craig Campo has a new simulation down there on the second floor above the last roundup. So you can go down there and get your, you know, go shoot zombies and things like that. You can get that out of your system.
All right.
Or you can go out to your cabin or special place and pick off a squirrel or two if that's what you need to do. You know,
I'm hoping to do that this weekend.
Oh, boy. You know, it... I just don't foresee Fairbanks without having a good range. You know, isn't there one out of like 25 mile Chino Hot Springs Road too?
36 mile. So the state has a range out there just 2 miles this side of Granite Tours. In fact, a buddy of mine did an Eagle Scout project out there probably 20 years ago now.
Wow.
Put new benches in. And here we are 20 years later. They're actually scheduling to do improvements to that range next year. So we're working with the state on that one.
Good.
So we're going to have South Cushman doing this year. That one's going to be next year. But, you know, we need some more. You know, as folks know, South Cushman gets pretty crowded.
Very active.
You know, we've heard conversations about, you know, the need for a longer range, like 1,000 yard.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think with the energy that we've got on the South Cushman range, on another shooting range in general, let's take that energy and do something with it. You know, I'm interested in identifying a location. The borough tried this about 15 years ago. You know, it's difficult to get a range built.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's take this energy and find a place where we can do that and get another facility in the Fairbanks area.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. We're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. And I'm going to leave you with a little bit of bumper music from the Black Crowes. And I have no idea what this is, but since I don't pick it, we got to listen to it.
Coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Former U.S. Marine 22-year-old Willie Joseph Cancel has been killed alongside Ukrainian forces in the war with Russia.
We're told he was working for a private contractor and flew into Poland on March 12th, then crossed into Ukraine on March 13th. Cancel appears to be the first U.S. citizen to die while fighting in Ukraine against Russian forces. We're also told his body has not been found.
That's Fox's Jeff Manosso. Ford is recalling more than a quarter million SUVs.
The recall covers certain 2020 through 2022 Ford Explorers. The vehicles can roll away unexpectedly when they're in park without the parking brake on. The recall also includes some police Explorers.
Fox's Anna Wells, owners will be notified by mail starting June 6th. Stocks broadly lower heading into the weekend. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
A state court judge has set a May 3rd deadline for challenges to a revised redistricting plan. Superior Court Judge Thomas Matthews says the accelerated timeline takes into account a June 1st candidate filing deadline for the August primary. He says that given the approaching filing deadline, it would be impossible for the courts to hear and decide challenges to the plan if they were filed as late as 30 days after the revised plan was issued. A revised plan was adopted April 13th. The Alaska Redistricting Board went back to work after the state Supreme Court raised constitutional issues with a Senate district pairing part of East Anchorage and the Eagle River area. Some officials in Juneau have raised concerns about militarization of the police force after learning of the police department's plan to buy an armored security vehicle that can seat 12 officers. The Juneau Empire reports some have referred to the vehicle as a tank and worry it could harm a transparent relationship between police and the community. Police counter the vehicle as a way to help protect officers, especially when dealing with people firing weapons. The Lenco armored vehicle Bearcat G3 will cost more than $300,000 when custom built to Juneau Police Department specifications.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
It's Greenhouse Tour Weekend this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so stop by and visit Hawk's Greenhouse and all the other participating greenhouses to get a jump on summer, soak in the warmth and beauty of the season. Complete the tour and you may just win a prize. Hanging basket tomatoes are a fabulous way to harvest loads of cherry tomatoes in a small space. We've counted almost 1,000 from one plant in one summer. That's amazing. Get these and other top-producing plants at Hawk's Greenhouse, open 7 days a week.
The Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center has big news. It's that time when all the major hearing aid manufacturers release new products. Dr. Mariana McElwain and her team are excited to show you the latest from ReSound. Recently, ReSound released the One Hearing Aid and MNRIE receiver, built so you can listen to sounds more naturally utilizing the anatomy of your own ears by adding a microphone on the receiver in your ear canal. And ReSound continues to improve on their ReSound One product every day. It's time to hear better and feel better. It's all at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Mayor Bryce Ward. And Mayor, you're coming into you're in your budget season. Now you're going to be presenting your budget to the public next Thursday.
Well, we actually already started. We presented our budget early April, so it's gone out. It's out in the public. It's available on our website if you're interested, fnsb.gov/budget. It will take you there. You can go to the main page and try to hunt it down through all the buttons. But that came out early April. We've gone through our committee meetings. We've had two Saturday meetings with the Assembly, worked through a number of amendments to that, and now it goes before the Assembly as a main body, and that's going to be May 5th. We're taking public testimony.
How is... I got to throw this out there. Here's a hand grenade that I'm throwing into the 50-gallon can of gas. How's the snow plowing budget?
Well, so we all have managed our road service areas through service area budgets.
Yep.
Each service area gets to pick their own mill rate and all that jazz, determine their own schedule of service. So we've got some that are doing real well. Some not so much. We've got a number of road service areas that have had some significant challenges this last year.
You know, I used to have a house up off of Goldmine Trail, and I was always so impressed on how it went. And then you go down College Road, and Caribou, Alaska Way, Old Pioneer, boom, just detailed. In fact, it's more impressive than the city. Then you go other areas, and you're going, okay, now I'm, you know, this isn't that good. So my thought would be, how do you handle the variances?
It really depends on the service area. It depends on the contractor. We've got some contractors that have been operating the borough for decades.
Yeah.
And they know every bump in the road. They know every mailbox. They know every culvert.
My house off Gilmore Trail, Goldmine Trail, they had it down. I mean, boom. I was very impressed, very impressed. Over there off of, Totem Park, very impressed. But that's not all of them.
That's not all. So we've got a number of smaller contracts. We've got some new contractors getting into the business.
Yep.
And anytime you got a new person on the blade, on the road, you're going to have
a learning experience.
You got a learning experience there. Not just the equipment. Most folks, hopefully, are good on the equipment, but it's the road. So there's been some challenges. Like I said, we got some new contractors out there, and we're working through those things.
Ready for a phone call?
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Mayor Bryce Ward, and your name is?
Good morning. This is Al.
Hello, Al.
My question's for the mayor. First of all, I really appreciate this mayor. He takes the criticism as well as he takes the praises that he gets. And so, with this issue, things that concern me is, it's been identified that, users got to be more involved in the process and in the details of any kind of project. It's not the first time this has happened. It happens quite regularly. For example, the Ducks Unlimited crowd help clean up or do things out at Tananaw Parks, and a year later they wanted to ban duck hunting out there. And so,
luckily that didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But in this case, and Fairbanks isn't getting smaller, and here you had an engineer that was tasked with a concept, and he actually didn't provide for future uses at all with the current plan. And, with a little more public involvement, like you said, 2020 hindsight now, this project could have been done in two stages. Could have been done, May and June, maybe part of July, and then finished up, September, October, or, later October. And, want the impact of the community as much as it's going to impact them for four straight months just before, the hunting season takes off in the interior here. Now going back and then fixing everything the public really wanted, is a costly deal. And, wasn't wise use of our time with the engineer or the public's resources, Pittman Roberts money.
Yeah, I certainly wish we would have got the design with the actual distances between the lanes and whatnot out there with the public sooner, particularly before we went out to bid on this thing. I think there was a general consensus that, we wanted improvements to the range, but, those means different things between a user group and between an engineer, that might not be a user.
Those engineers love problems.
Can I just ask this question? Why wasn't that even a question in anybody's mind to come out with a plan and then bring it back to the people that were supporting it?
We've got what they call a scoping phase as a part of our projects that we're doing through our capital improvement program. And, I think this was one of our first projects. I think folks thought, well, we got the blessing from folks to do the safety improvements. And I don't think there was a belief that the distance, the 12 to 8 foot distancing, was going to be that big of a deal. And, I think this has certainly, like I said, been a learning experience for us. One for me as well on, how can we make the public process on these things better? And, you know, ultimately, I want to make sure the projects that we're doing are ones that the community wants.
Yeah.
It's a lose-lose if we're doing stuff that no one wants and that folks are just upset about. So, you know, I wish I could change things in the past. We're working on what we can do to make these improvements and alterations moving forward, but...
You know, here's another way I look at it. You know, I'm a Fairbankson. I adapt, overcome, I look at something. I've got some place to go shoot for free. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to shoot at 100 yards of sight in, 200 yards, get better, 300 yards, think I'm, you know, Assassin's Creed material. Go home, enjoy it, and go do it again. And I'm just going to get used to it. I really am.
You know, part of that sculpting group or part of that sculpting project, you know, was the issue of safety, but also the issue was of overcrowding.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't address that in this plan at all.
It sounds like there's a need for another one, as the mayor was alluding to earlier.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're actually reducing that size. And like I said, anybody working on a project, you know, city planners, borough planners, they're always planning for
the future.
Future.
Yeah.
And we lost that in this project. And, you know, we're going to have to come back, you know, because that front pad, that 50-yard pad was super important to people. You know, so now you got to bring in, put a whole new bid out, bring in more equipment in.
Al, you know, I'm not familiar with the footprint of the site, but in your long range shooting, can you expand it going to the east and put in more lanes going that way in the future?
Well, and that was, you know, the second part of my question was, you know, there's a wetlands issue or, you know, well, the Corps of Engineers that, you know, we could have took the time and got the proper permitting to, you know, widen and lengthen that range.
Well, that's always an option in the future, you know.
It's hard to go further back because you run into the river back there.
So. Yeah, but I'm thinking this going towards the east, you know, and putting in more lanes. You know, you have a good 300 yards there.
Yeah.
And then you have that big berm in the back. So my thought would be, you know, from what you're saying, and the mayor was looking at things in 2023, if not 2024.
Yeah.
That's when it's obvious that you're going to need more shooting lanes, period.
Right.
Like you said, we're growing. So this is exactly why the mayor's here.
Yeah, well, it's just hard to swallow that pill, you know, when you deal with government.
Yeah.
You know, they get buy-in from the public, and all of a sudden, we got with their blessing, so now we'll go forth and do what we want, what we really want.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and you know, it's in an engineer's desk, and he's not thinking like a shooter.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason.
Well, you know, I think there's some good things that we've learned from this on, you know, we've talked a little bit about how we can, you know, do that process better and make sure folks are getting a good idea and understanding of what the project scope is. But I, you know, a big takeaway from this with the South Cushman Range is, you know, we need more lanes.
Yeah.
And exactly. that's definitely something I want to look into. And, you know, what I also know is we need more areas. What I don't want to do is have another project that then shuts us down for a whole nother summer. You know,
because I'm going moose hunt next year with right? my 300 Weatherby. I am doing that.
So
I'm going with Compo. I've already told him.
So I think there's certainly some room for us to, you know, look at capacity and how we can improve that throughout the borough. Like I said, I want to do another range. I think that would be a huge win for us here in the Fairbanks, yeah. North Pole area.
Well, let somebody else get on. I really appreciate your effort with the public, mayor, and you're doing a good job. It's just, we get frustrated out here sometimes.
Totally. Al, you have a good weekend, buddy. Good talking to you. Fairbanks, I must apologize for my scratchy throat and coughing and nasally. I caught a cold, and I'm keeping away from the mayor. He's on his side of the room. I'm on my side. But, boy, you catch a cold in Fairbanks, Alaska in April, and I went through all winter, and I catch a cold in April? Really?
And you work on the radio?
Really?
Yeah.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 458 Talk. 458-8255. I have Mayor Bryce Ward in the studio with me. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Wine glasses never fall over until you get a brand new rug. Oh, no!
Ketchup bottles act normal till you're wearing a new shirt.
Ugh, you kidding me?
And rocks lie peacefully on the road till the day you get a brand new windshield. Then they fly up off the road and attack without mercy. That's why new windshields from Glass Doctor come with our windshield protection plan. Unlimited repairs and one replacement for 12 months. Don't just fix it, protect it. Glass Doctor. A neighborly company.
Weather This Hour brought to you by Long Building Technologies. Make your building the smartest around. Call Long today to find out about their building intelligence systems that will save you money. 561-3044. Or find out more at long.com.
KFAR weather.
A mix of clouds and sun today with highs around 56. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows level off around 32. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 57. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We are enjoying this day. It's a beautiful day out. I have Mayor Bryce Ward in the studio here with me. We're talking about the range, budgets, things like that. Now, your budget, boy, I don't want to get the phone calls going, but the assessor's office, they gave everyone an update on the values of their home, whether they liked it or not. Now, what is that? You're under a tax cap, though. Most people have to understand. So you just can't say, okay, everything's worth 20% more. We're ranging or we're increasing our budget 20%.
It's what they call a tax revenue cap. So it actually caps the amount of revenue that you can collect. So the interesting thing about that is, let's say you had a huge increase in your tax base. You know, we had a pretty significant increase in residential values this last year. What that does is it actually has the ability to drive down your rate, the mill rate that everyone is charged, because I can still only collect so much revenue.
Yeah.
So even if you wanted to double everyone's value, you wouldn't be able to collect double the revenue. You would be capped by that limit.
Isn't it the CPI index amount?
So it's a formula. So yeah. It looks at new construction. The CPI is a portion of that.
Yeah.
But
any lawsuit revenue you get, that's excluded. New construction is excluded. Yeah. You ready for a phone call?
Sure. Let's take it.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Mayor Bryce Ward, and your name is? Hello?
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for the mayor. What's the deal with this $100 million boondoggle you guys are trying to build? It's a new complex to replace the swimming pools?
Yeah, you're talking about what we've called the North Star Athletics Complex. And essentially what that project is, you mentioned, it's a phased project. Phase one, as we kind of envision it now, would be to replace both Hammy Pool and Mary Sy, put those two together there. And then look at what we can do to build a facility that can be added onto. So if you did all the phases, you know, we're estimating it's probably about $100 million to do that full project.
Over how long? How many years?
So it's envisioned to be phased, and so you know the concept that I have with this is, you know, we know we need to replace the pools. They're, you know, almost 50 years old. One's 65 years old. Is, you know, the first phase would be doing the pools. The thought is that you would couple it with our ice rink over there by the Big Dipper. And there's a couple good reasons for that. One is, you know, when you're making ice, you make heat.
Yeah.
And so you can use that heat to heat your pool.
Yeah.
So there's some...
You're dealing with ice and water.
Right. So, you know, there's a lot of areas around the country that couple those things together because you can increase your efficiency. But when we design it, let's design it in a way that it can be added on to.
So what is your annual, if you know, maintenance on both of those pools a year? So it always seems like it's a couple million dollars if not more.
You know, right now the Carlson Center, it's a money loser, isn't it? That's the thing I was calling about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so there's, I'll tell you this right now, and I've had people say, oh, I got a good deal for you. It makes money. And there's really nothing that the government does that makes money.
Nope.
You're very accurate in that statement.
You know, there's a few things that we do that have to break even, and that's stuff like operating the landfill, and whatnot. But for the most part, you know, we're service driven, and it's subsidized by the tax base.
Yeah, that's my problem right there with the tax base. Where's all this money going to come from? Property taxes?
So it's, you know,
80 to 90% of the budget is from property taxes. So yes.
Yep, that's, you know,
user fees will not even come close to that.
So there are models, and we're looking at this with the North Star project, where, you know, you can include commercial space, lease space that helps pay for, you know, the cost of the facility, maybe some of your operating cost, some of your energy cost. So I think there's things that we can do if we want to think a little bit more creatively about how we do some of these projects. But the big thing with the North Star complex is, you know, I don't envision it being all done at once, is that when we start talking about projects, we have to talk about taking everything we do and bringing it together in kind of central areas where you can manage it with a single set of staff. You've got, you know, a single set of, you know, one operating energy budget where you can maybe, like I said, with the pools and the ice, you can benefit one from the other, so you're not dumping heat and energy outdoor. That's kind of what the thought is behind the North Star Center. We want to make sure we're doing it in a way that could be expanded on and then ultimately fulfill better need for the community.
Well, I have one more suggestion, too. If you go around town, there's some nice buildings around town. Like I say, around town, you could use as an animal. You guys are looking for an animal to replace the animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of nice buildings around town that could probably use for that instead of building something brand new. Besides spending all that money on plans, that's a lot of money that someday down the road, that money ain't going to be there.
You're right.
You know, and I would tell folks, if you've got ideas on locations, you know, shoot me a line, drop me a message. You know, we're currently in the early stages of the animal shelter project. And if there is something better, you know, a facility out there that can be modified to better meet the need of the public, I'm all ears. I want to hear about it.
Joy School.
I can't think off the top of my head right now, Mayor, but if I could think of something right now, there's a couple of nice buildings out there that are vacant. I mean, why build something brand new when you've got brand new buildings out there? I mean, this is just increasing the cost of government, and I'm so against government now increasing cost of anything, especially now, right after the pandemic, and taxes are going up. Everything is going up now, and the public just ain't gonna. After a while, the public just ain't gonna go for it. I'm not being harsh, but I'm just telling you the reality and facts.
Yeah, I totally hear what you're saying. You know, and one of those things, you know, we've tried to take that in mind with this year's operating budget. So, you know, we've got a 1.25 mil reduction in the overall budget that is before the assembly. So, you know, I totally hear what you're saying. We've got to make sure we're watching our costs and doing things efficiently. You know, my hope is that with some of these new buildings that we're talking about, you're replacing old stuff with new stuff, and that we're taking into consideration the cost of operating those facilities when we design them and operate them. So I appreciate that.
Thank you for the phone call. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you. You have a great weekend. Yeah, you know, it's when you're dealing with public money and then you're dealing with public facilities, that's not a match made in heaven. It's just not. Yet you have expectations to provide specific services, especially on the parks and rec side or the bus side.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, you got both of those, Mayor.
You know, and there's always, you know, when I talk with folks, you know, the important thing to understand is always got a user groove. You know, folks that are directly impacted by the services that you provide or don't provide. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, is, you know, there's a reason why government's doing it. It's because typically, generally speaking, you know, the private sector isn't able to or won't do it at the same cost.
It's like economic benefit analysis there. Yeah.
Just. Right. And it's underpinned, it's subsidized by the community in that capacity. Carlson Center is an example of that. You know, that particular facility is a cost about.
It was free. It was free. What, 1985, 86?
You know, it's interesting. So there was a state bond that was taken out on it. It was pitched as a facility that would pay for itself, and how it would pay for itself at the time, they actually envisioned bed tax dollars helping to pay for the operating cost. And so, you know, it has since kind of evolved, if you will, in its current usage. We did take over management of that over a year ago now for the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Have had a pretty successful year, but it's an expensive facility to operate.
Yeah. And what I liked you what I liked how you did it was before you took over management, you set a parameter of budget with the past operator. Said, okay, you know, you've had carte blanche.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is your total subsidy. We're reducing our subsidy. So you did it the right way, I thought. You really did. And now you said, okay, if we do it, this is what most likely our subsidy will be, mm-hmm. which should be less, you would think. Or you're expanding the use of it for better use for Fairbanks, and you might have a little bit more of a subsidy. It's a balance.
It is, and we're working out those details right now. One of the neat things that's come from that particular, from taking over that facility, is we've got a number of agreements with user groups in town. And our goal is to make sure that that facility's got something going on every single day of the year. We come at it with a lower cost to use the facility, but we don't offer as many services. The borough doesn't. So, you know, you can rent the facility right now. I think it's $2,500 for the whole day. You get the whole thing. But if you want a pipe or drape or chairs or something else like that, it's going to be up to you and your group to set those things up. But, you know, it was $10,000 a day under the previous management.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're able to, we're doing more with the facility now. We might not be generating as much revenue, but we are getting folks in there, creating opportunities for businesses to come in, for user groups to come in and utilize that.
And over time, you what usually happens is you expand, you get more knowledge and education on how to operate it yourselves over time, and you can offer that out there, mm-hmm. I would think.
Yeah, so one of the cool opportunities that's come from this is working with the Youth Soccer Association. So they're going to be utilizing that facility.
A lot of winter.
A lot of the winter, and that's in between the hockey season. So we're going to be able to both meet the needs of
your shoulder season.
Right? So there's some really neat things happening there, and we understand that we've got to prove ourselves to the community, that we've got to show what we're doing with that facility brings a benefit to the community, and that it truly operates as a community center.
There you go, man. Pioneer Park, how's that looking for you?
Hey, I'm going to give a plug right now. Have you ever wanted to be a train engineer?
No. But no. My dad had the first lease on that train.
Oh, okay.
He did, 1967. Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
So you know, he hired lots of his friends' sons to be engineers on that. And
well, have I got a deal for you.
Okay, what's the deal?
So we need two engineers right now for operating the train. And I've even tentatively agreed to fill in if I need to. But it pays $20 an hour.
If you fill in, I'll be your assistant. How's that? I'll be unpaid. I'll be your assistant. Yeah.
It'll be a heck of a ride.
You know, in 1967, when they had the flood, my dad parked that on the trestle, the bridge trestle. It was the highest point at Pioneer Park. And so anyway.
Well, I didn't realize that history goes deep with you, but.
Oh, yeah. That was back when Fairbanks had it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, the train was shut down the year before because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Last year because of the train trestles, so we did repairs on those two trestle bridges. So this is the year the train's going to be running again, and we need some engineers. So that's my
if
shameless
you do it,
plug.
I'll be your assistant. will be your assistant. Simple as that.
You're on.
Mary, you got about a minute left. How do you want to end it, sir?
You know, I just maybe give a plug for folks to give comment on the budget. That's May 5th. We've also got May 12th scheduled if we can't get done with the business on the 5th. So if you're interested in what the budget is, that's a great time to be engaged. You can email me or the assembly at assembly@fnsb.gov at any time. I do appreciate all the feedback. I will say I do my best to get back to everyone that reaches out to the office, but it would be my mailbox gets pretty dang full. Let's just say that. So I do my best, but we do appreciate it. It at least gets read. I read every single one. Might not have had a chance to respond, but assembly@fnsb.gov goes to me and the entire assembly.
You know, I must compliment you on your staff in your office there. Krista, Jim, Brittany, all exceptional people.
Yes, we got a great
team.
Then
there's Lenine. Then there's Lenine. Yeah, she's a force unto herself.
Yes.
You have a great staff up there. Thank you very much for being on the show with me today. It's always a pleasure having you on. Fairbanks, you have a great weekend. I will see you on Monday, and you have a great weekend again.